Do you know someone who is starting to learn English? We have a new easy video series just for them, the London Letter Challenge. Three teams race around London to find eight letters which will take them to the winning crowns. Watch the series on our website now, bbclearningenglish.com.
Minutes vocabulary from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Vocabulary. I'm Finn.
And I'm Catherine. In today's programme, we're looking at compound adjectives like in a 22-hour journey.
We'll look at what compound adjectives are.
We'll see how to use them.
And there'll be a punctuation tip and a quiz.
And we'll leave you with a top tip for learning vocabulary.
But first, let's hear from Rob. Rob's a racing driver and he's being interviewed after a race.
Yes, and here's a question to think about while you listen. How fast was Rob's lap time?
Let's find out.
Rob, congratulations on your latest win. What did that last victory mean to you?
Honestly, I expected to win. I mean, you don't come second in a high-quality vehicle like mine.
Well, that's true. It's an impressive motor. But what you did was amazing. Your fastest lap time was truly incredible.
Well, you're right. You don't see a 70-second lap every day.
Thanks for your time, Rob. Well, this year the drivers are hoping to complete the 4-kilometre course in an even faster time.
So, Rob the racing driver did a 70-second lap.
Mm-hmm. Well done to you if you got that right.
And that's our first example of a compound adjective. It's made with a number, like 70, and a noun, like second. 70-second. We put 70-second in front of another noun, like lap, making a compound adjective which describes a noun. A 70-second lap.
Let's hear another example, again starting with a number, but this time the noun describes length instead of time.
Well, this year the drivers are hoping to complete the 4-kilometre course in an even faster time.
So the number 4 with the noun kilometre go together to make an adjective. 4 kilometre. And take note, there's no S at the end of kilometre.
That's right. And there's no S because the word kilometre functions as an adjective here. And we can't make adjectives plural. So the adjective 4 kilometre describes the noun course. A 4-kilometre course.
That's right. Some more examples with length are...
A 26-mile race, a 6-foot man.
Now for a punctuation note. When you write a number, noun, compound adjective, you need to join the two parts together with a hyphen, a little horizontal line between the two words.
That's right. So you write a 70-second lap, a 6-foot man.
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
And we're talking about compound adjectives. Here's Rob again. Listen out for another type of compound adjective.
Honestly, I expected to win. I mean, you don't come second in a high-quality vehicle like mine.
Did you get that? It was high-quality. A high-quality vehicle.
So, as well as using numbers, we can also make compound adjectives with the words high or low plus a noun.
So, high plus quality equals high quality, like high quality vehicle.
Low plus cost equals low cost, like low cost airline. How do you feel about low cost airlines, Catherine?
Yes, well, after my last experience, never again.
Oh, never again.
Never, never. Right, some more examples anyway, Orphan.
High speed, a high speed motorbike.
And low fat, a low fat yogurt. And if you're writing, don't forget, join the two parts together with a hyphen.
And now it's quiz time. Complete these sentences. Catherine will tell you the answers. Ready? Number one. In a balanced diet, it's important to eat A. high-quality carbohydrates or B. high-quality carbohydrates?
It's A. high-quality carbohydrates.
Well done if you got that. Number two. The flight from London to New York is A. a 9-hour trip or B. a 9-hour trip?
The answer's B. a 9-hour trip.
Number three. Every morning, Catherine goes for A. a 6-mile run or B. a 6 miles run?
And the answer's A. a 6-mile run. But I don't.
You don't really, do you?
No, I don't.
In any case, well done if you got those right at home. And we're almost at the end of the show. But before we go, here's today's top tip for learning vocabulary, which is, Catherine?
If you use social media, join an English learning group. When you learn a new word, try to include it in at least 3 of your posts. That will help you remember the word.
And there's more about this at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6-minute vocabulary.
Bye.